This is unfortunately something that we don't want to be highlighting, Michaela, but it's got to the stage now where we simply have to make public our feelings of hurt and upset that people are carrying out these acts of vandalism in Castlefin. And last night, members of the Tidy Towns group and the local workers who got up to start their day's work around the town were greeted with the sight that many of the shrubs and bushes that they had planted around the town were vandalised and were thrown all over the street. And this was a really sad sight for them to see after the hard work that everyone has put into trying to make the town look better, and there has been huge improvements to the town over the last number of years, and to see that people are carrying out these acts of wanton vandalism is just really, really sad.
And those carrying out these acts of vandalism, they're not achieving anything by doing so?
Absolutely not, and that's one of the appeals that I would certainly make today, is to ask these people to stop and think about what they're doing before they do it, because certainly these acts, there's simply no point to it. It doesn't achieve anything. And all it does is to cause hurt and upset to others. And the hurt and upset that it's causing are to neighbours and friends of their own, because if these are local people carrying out these acts, it's to their own town and it's to their own people that they're hurting. And as I say, there are countless numbers of people who are doing so much great work in Castlefin to try and make the town look better and to improve the visual look of the town and the attractiveness of it. And that has been proven through the increase in scores in the Tidy Towns competition over the last number of years. So acts like this are really not helpful, and I would ask whoever is doing it to please stop and to think about what you're doing before you do it again.